Good evening. The first Rashi in Torah, which opens up from Bereishis Bore Elokim, says Rashi, Omer Rebitzchak said, the Torah should have started off with the first mitzvah which was given to us as a nation in Mitzrayim, Achodesh Hazeh Lochem Roish Chedoshim. The first mitzvah which made us into a nation. Why does the Torah start from Bereishis Bore Elokim, telling us the creation, telling us history? What is that relevant to Torah? Yitzchak asks a valid question. Torah is supposed to be teaching us how to be a Jew, how to practice Yiddishkeit, mitzvahs and averus and so on. Torah asks Moshe. Moshe kibbutz Torah Mesinai and gave it over to us. Moshe came into the picture in Shmos, in Mitzrayim, when he introduced to us the first mitzvah which was given to us. So that's Torah's Moshe, so Torah should start there. Why is Torah starting its history? And he answers, the Yitzchak answers, Koyach Masav Higil La'amoy Losos Lem Nachlas Goyim. Kodesh Baruch Hu told us in detail his creation, what he did. Higil La'amoy, he shared it with his nation in order, Losos Lem Nachlas Goyim, in order to give us, and to Israel, give us the world. That if the goyim will come later and you're going to argue against us, list him at them, you robbers, you just crushed them, you just conquered the land unjustly. As today, the whole world is screaming at us, not belonging to you. So we'll tell him, what kind of maratzim are you? Didn't you learn Rashi? Don't you know Hashem is created the world? Hashem owns the world. And Hashem gives the world to whoever He wants to give the world. And He gave it to, took it away from you and He gave it to us. That is the purpose why the Torah is starting to give us history, who created the world. That's what the Rashi brings down, the first Rashi. There's two questions here. One, the Goyim are not interested in our answers. So there's a whole Torah has to speak because of them. They're asking because they want. You could tell them anything. They don't believe in it. Number two, which is Hashem's asked the question, for that purpose would be enough. The Torah should say Hashem created the world and allocates it to whoever He wants to. That's enough. But you have a whole Sefer Bereishis, a good part of Shmos, still Parshas Bo. 25% of Chamisha Chumash Torah is history. For that, why? What is this Arichas? What is this detail needed for? To answer the first question, the Mishnah says, "Dama shetoshiv l'apikoyres." You should know what to answer for the heretic, for the atheist. Says the Maral, "L'apikoyres d'doch," for the own apikoyres. When Goyim asks you a question, when society attacks you, and if you have no answer to yourself, you become a part of that society. You're going to have the same questions. As unfortunately we see today, many Israelis question what rights do they have to this land. So Torah has to tell you, you have rights. Not in order to tell it to them, they're not interested anyhow. But you should know it. We have to have the answers. That answers the first question. But what is the lengthy details, which is Sassamah says? The answer to that is, the Mishnah says, the Rechel is Kodmah LeTorah. To be respectful, to have the Rechel is the requisite to Torah. Torah could only speak to a person, only has an effect on a person, has value on a person who possesses their Derecheret. What is their Derecheret, which is so important as a precondition in order Torah should speak to you? So my Rebbe Yirmi Cholder Weissman, Zecher Tzadik Yevrocha, used to tell us, the Derecheret of yourself. In order that Torah should speak to you, should have an impact on you, Torah will be only be as valuable as how much you respect yourself. Who are you? A person has no respect of himself, Torah does not speak to him. He could keep Torah, but Torah doesn't give him anything. And if the Derecheret for yourself, to know who you are, what you could become, if this is the condition, the first requisite to receive Torah, so who is the one who could tell you who you are? The only one who created you. So he asked, where is the Masechta Derecheret? Where is the Torah that teaches who you are? And that's Masechta Zarchei is Sefer Bereshis. All the stories which is told to us in Sefer Bereshis, how Hashem created mankind, how mankind developed himself, the whole panorama of type of people which the Torah tells us, interesting people, which all of them, they became self-made individuals, whatever they wanted to become, and that's what they became. Nimrod wanted to become a Nimrod, to rebel against the whole world. He accomplished it. He was king, he reigned over the whole world, united the whole world against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu opposed Nimrod, he did the opposite. Cain is killing his brother Hevel. Noach the big tzaddik saves the world, but still remains a Noach till today, still a Ben Noach, Shem Ben Noach. We have interesting stars, interesting individuals who tell us in detail how did they develop themselves. It takes 2,000 years until Avraham Avinu comes to the picture. The world comes to a point of Adar HaMabul where they destroy themselves, a point of the Rafloga which they take to have the guts to unite, to go against heaven, to go against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And when you look at the chemistry, what people can become when we all came from that one single individual, Adam HaRishon. Hashem had not created different types of people. Hashem had created one single individual man, and all men come from this Adam. And as the Torah says, even after when the Mabul took place and the whole world got destroyed, and Noach with his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Yefes, they only survived. And the Torah tells us in detail, Noach, Shem, Ham, and Eile, Noft, Sokol, Oretz, all humanity comes out from these three families, Shem, Ham, and Yefes. They all come from Noach, and Noach is the big tzaddik, so how come he produced the Ham, which is a slave, an animal slave, the African blacks, who did whatever he did to his father, Yefes, which is the yellow people, Far East people, a beautiful society to themselves, but totally detached from Torah, from Western culture, which we have, which is at least, the Western world at least acknowledges, as they call it, the Old Testament Torah. And Shem, Shem Benach, which is the tzaddik which we come from, and also Yishmol comes from. Koyach Masav Higi La'amoy, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells his nation the way he created the world, in the way he gave freedom for people for self-development. Kodesh Baruch Hu did not stay in anyone's way and didn't twist anyone's arm, and he gave us Bechira Chavshis. Who do you want to become? That's what you're going to be. You could become an Avraham Avinu, you could become a Nimrod, you could become a Yaakov, you could become a Esav, you could become a Yitzchak, you could become a Yishmoel, and so on and so on and so on. And if a person doesn't learn in depth the most relevant issues, which speaks about the chemistry of me, who am I, means he didn't develop his real potential, what he could become. How come he didn't look into yourself? Because you don't respect yourself. And if you have no derechens of yourself, who you to know who you could become, the Torah doesn't speak to you. The Torah is teaching you how to be a Jew. Doesn't teach you why to be a Jew. Why to be a Jew is Sefer Bereshis. This is one of the, I just happened to see the print of the Shmuzin of Rav Shach Zecharei Levrocha. And he himself, he says, he's wondering, how come with that we don't the valley speaks about the Shira Bochum, Kailin in Galat, that we don't go in with Iyun, learn in depth the Sefer Bereshis, all the Sepulchre Maisis, all the stories, as we learn the Siddur of Shas, which is very, very important. To a certain extent, even more important, because this is the foundation of Judaism. This is Masechet Derech Eretz. And the more a person knows, the more a person takes on himself responsibilities, the more Derech Eretz himself, the more the Torah has something, has meaning to him. This is called Derech Eretz Kodmei LaTorah. Now, every product which has been produced, even lahavla by man, has a purpose. A tape recorder was made to record, microphones made to make you hear what you speak. Everything has a purpose. And if you wonder if the product is perfect, if it functions, the car drives, airplane flies, tape recorder records. What is the sign of a perfect functional person? We have A person is put together from many combinations. Intellectuals, you have emotions, you have feelings, you have spirituals, materialistic, you have many, many types to ourselves. And you have to use all of them. You have to be normal. What is the sign of a healthy person, that this person is a healthy person? What makes a person healthy? That you know this person is, most of us wouldn't know. You say, oh, you're Hashem, you're perfect, you do your jobs. And the Torah tells us, the sign of a healthy person is, are you happy? On all circumstances. Are you accepting yourself on all conditions? That is a sign of a healthy person. And when a person cannot be happy just by his existence, can't accept himself just the way I am, he is never going to be happy, no matter what you accomplish. You always have expectations, you always pursue. Is it money, materialism, whatever that should be, even ruchnius. The Sfasemi says, Eizo Isher Semeach V'chelka, who is a happy person, who is accepting his lot, is accepting his chelik. Says, even ruchnius. We have to be accepting ourselves even in our accomplishments. Does not mean that we shouldn't strive, we shouldn't try to be more, but we should always, and that's the first precondition to everything, before you're getting married. Why does the Mishnah say Bishmoni Serochupa? Why don't you marry people by Bar Mitzvah and Bas Mitzvah? We could feel, we could function. Maybe it would be less shulam bias problems. Marry them off young and put them together, they will grow together like. Why? Because the answer is, usually a child by 13 years, he doesn't know who he is. He's not yet happy with himself. He didn't form it, he doesn't know what to expect of himself. And the Mishnah said to Chazal, Ben Shmoy Selechupa, to Kumoicho, marriage is that you have to share your life with somebody else, to be happy with somebody else. And you can never be happy with somebody else if you're not happy with yourself. Love your fellow person as you love yourself. If you don't love yourself, you will never love somebody else. If you can't accept yourself, no matter what faults we have, you will never accept somebody else, because everyone has faults. And the theory is that we have to accept ourselves, and Hashem created us. Who gave me whoever I am, the good or the bad? Everyone has milus, kusrod, it's Hashem. Why? This is my purpose, to work it out. And if a person does not accept himself, he's not happy with himself, so you're getting married, you hope that your husband is going to make you happy, your wife is going to make you happy. Well, an unhappy person is marrying another unhappy person. So how could two miserable people make each other happy? The real preparation of marriage is a happy person under all circumstances. In other words, what Ben Zoyman says is, Oisher Semeh Avachelko, who is a happy person, who is a fortunate person, who is happy with his lot, is not a chassidus, it's a fortunate midah he has. Very few people get to this level. It's a demand of us. We have to work very, very hard to be able to accept ourselves. Once you accept it yourself, you have to accept your spouse, you have to accept your children, you have to accept your circumstances, any conditions. And this is not a chassidus, this is a condition, this is a requirement, there is Tzad Yiddishkeit. And the Torah testifies to this fact. In Parshas Kisavoy, there's the Teuchecha, the second Teuchecha which speaks about, as according to Ramban, the second Beis Hamikdash, where he brings out Tzach Klolos, 98 curses against us. The whole Holocaust is clearly described there. Our mothers will eat the flesh of their children. Everything which you went through is in Parshas Kisavoy, the Teuchecha. And the Torah says, how come it came upon you, such a curse? How come you deserve that? Which you already went through on it. And we're still in it. And the Torah says very simply, Tachas asher lo avadat Hashem elokecho b'simcha b'tov levav merav kol. While you had not served Hashem with joy, with tov levav, with a good, happy heart. Merav kol, while you did everything, you had everything, but you had no happiness. You had no happiness. And if you don't do things with simcha v'tov levav, it can't hold, you have no derech eretz of yourself, so even you do the Torah, even do the mitzvahs, eventually it falls apart, and that's all it is. The cause of the churban was what we had no simcha v'tov levav. And obviously, it's been paskin so, the Rambam paskin so, that Ein Ben David Bo, Mashiach will not come without tshuva. Ein Yisrael, Yisrael Negalim, Eile v'tshuva. We're not going to be in Tonim v'tshuva. Hashem will not bail us out from this golus where we're sitting back and we're not correct the original cause, what caused the golus. Hashem will help us to correct everything. But the original cause has to be corrected by us. Because when we learn to Sefer Bereishis, and we learn to Hashem was patiently sitting back in allowing to be spit in his face, where he could have stopped the whole thing, and allowed people to act out and to develop themselves and to find themselves to the good or to the bad. And Hashem had not interfered, and Hashem is not interfering till today. Everything is controlled by Hashem, everything is done by Hashem. One thing is all depending on us. How do you accept what Hashem is doing? We have no control about any condition. Who am I, who is my spouse, who are my children, who are my panos, my health, what, when? It's all Hashem. Hashem does everything. I have no choice on those things. One thing is totally in my hand only, and even Hashem cannot give it to you. He can, but if he gives it to you, then he smashes you. Then you don't exist. How do you accept what Hashem is giving you? And we're saying it a few times a day. And today women say it too. Also the apotter in Mikra Dedina. And we don't, you wouldn't even find where we say that. And it's a demand. It's a foundation. We sing it in Shema every morning and every night. Man says it at least four times that he goes to sleep with Shema. And we don't even know what we're talking about. Shema Yisrael is Kabbalah's Oil Malkus Shemaim. You take on the yoke of heaven. You accept the Kodesh Baruch Hu unconditionally. How do you accept, how do you express your acceptance? What is the mechanism of accepting? Just saying words? And the halacha is, that's the halacha mefurish in Shulchan Aruch. When we close our eyes and we say Shema, by the way, before we say Shema, we make a bracha before. We daven Ma'ariv, Shachris. We make a statement of bracha, and I hope we believe in it. Baruch Atah Hashem, Ohev Amo Yisrael. You love your Jewish nation. I'm your child. You love me. Before you're going to say Shema to accept the Kodesh Baruch unconditionally, you have to validate and you have to really meditate. Are you really believing that Hashem loves you? Do you really believe Hashem loves you? If you don't make the bracha, Ohev Amo Yisrael, Boicher Ba'amo Yisrael, Ba'ava Kodesh Baruch Hu chose you with love, if you don't say it, you can't come and say, okay, listen Shema, talk to yourself. When you're closing your eyes means you're cutting everything out, everyone out of your life. Actually, like you're going into the Cheder HaYichud, this is the mitzvah of Yichud, the Yachad is Hashem. Chos and Kala locked themselves up in the Cheder HaYichud, we are alone now. Me and Hashem in me. And we're confirming our relationship. You Hashem, you love me. You Hashem, you picked and chose me. You took me out from Mitzrayim when I was a mentor Sharetuma. Haboy Chabar Mitzvah Bahava. And you proved yourself. You took me out. You gave me the Torah. You said the whole Hava Soilim Aftoni, Hava Rabba Aftoni. You gave us, you did it. That's the preparation to Shema. So now I have to reciprocate. Do I also love you? Just like you accepted me unconditionally when I was totally worthless and I didn't deserve anything. I was a mentor Sharetuma. Are you reciprocating it? Are you giving the statement? Do I love you too? I said, Shema Yisrael, you're closing your eyes. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem which is my God, Hashem which you choose me and pick me, plurally, our nation. Hashem Echad, you are one, and I am one with you, and I'm willing to unite with you, to be one with you at any price. What price? The Aloha says, Shechon Aloha, you have to imagine that you're being tested, I'm willing to give up your life, I'm willing to be burned alive. You have to imagine any kind of torturous situation which may come being threatened by you, just deny Hashem. He says, Hashem, I will never deny you. I will go and fight for you. That is the simple Kavonia of Talocha. We have to have it. If not, you're not yours, it's the midst of Kabbalah, Yichud Hashem. And then you're making a statement, well, Hafta is Hashem Elokecho. Love Hashem, your God, b'chol levavcho, with both of your hearts, with your Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. I'm a piece of Yetzer Hara. I'm being possessed. I'm addicted. I'm embarrassed. I know that I totally don't live up to your standard. But does not mean that I don't love you. I still love you. I'm still committed. I will submit myself to you. B'chol nafshecho, afilu noitel es nafshecho. I may be on my deathbed. I may see a child dying. the most terrible, painful things happening to us. I still love you. With all monetary, with all financial crisis. No matter what you do to me, you have to imagine the worst situation, I still love you. I make a commitment to love and I'm accepting you. We sang it out of the boycott. If a person really means what he says, can you be unhappy? You have a companion, you have a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But we don't even know what we're talking about. And therefore, the mitzvahs which we take on later, Hoy Ushan Tishmael Mitzvah, which is the second portion, is non-effective. It's non-effective. Everyone says, how could I be happy? I would love to be happy. Give me advice to be happy. It's very simple. David the Melech gives us a very simple advice. Tkidei Hashem Yishorim. Just follow the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and practice it. Mesamchelev, it makes you happy. I'm doing. The more I do, the more unhappy I am. More precious I have. How come the mitzvahs do not deliver they're supposed to deliver? Tkidei Hashem Yishorim, Mesamchelev, and I'm still not happy. The answer is, because you're not Mekabel or Machashmaim before, you're not accepted yourself. It's conditional. And therefore, mitzvahs is only as effective. Torah Moshe starts with Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. There's a Torah Moshe, how to be a Jew, how to practice Judaism. But this is only as only effective if you took on Torah Sovois, if you learned who your ancestors are, who Avraham Avinu was, who Yitzchok, Yaakov, Sora, Rivka, Rachel, Leah. How does the value, what they went through? Why is the Torah telling us all these detailed stories? That you emulate them. And this is the Torah giving a long, long, detailed information because this is the precondition that you should accept that the mitzvah should be effective. The Recher is Kot Mele Torah. But when we do not take time to learn about ourselves, to accept ourselves under any condition, the Torah is not working on us. Now we know to live in the world today that you don't find happiness because people have no self-esteem. People do not know who they are. So what causes depressions, sadness, uncertainty, when a person is not certain? In Simcha Katoris Asfeke, says the Rambam, there's no joy when you get clarity. When you're involved in a deep sleep, you want to learn something, all of a sudden somebody enlightens you, you bring a smile on your face. You're happy. Why are you happy? I got enlightened. Katoris Asfeke, when you got out of Sfeke. When a Jew is not happy means he lives in Sfeikas. A Jew that really doesn't know who she is, who he is. Hashem Elokechem Emes. Hashem is our truthful Hashem. He's the actual truth. But no Saloni Torah Emes and give the Torah which is the truth. And when I know that I have Torah, Tkud Hashem Yishorim, I have straightness, I have a path, I'm never lost. Hashem never ever abandoned us. Under any condition, we always were there to consult Hashem, what do you want me to do now? To Baruch Hashem, we have a map. We're always being instructed. If I don't know what Hashem wants, I say, Loch Rav. And the Rav doesn't have to be the Mashiach himself, doesn't be somebody who knows where he is. A person who hears you out, and explains you, and gives you clarity. Says the Marat, I say, Loch Rav, make yourself a teacher who makes you into a Rav. A Rav doesn't have to be who knows what. It has to be somebody who is objective, somebody who has clarity. You live, you're an insight, you're fakers. And that's a chiyuv d'oraisa to be besimcha, simcha v'tov levav. Hatoris was fakers, that's called mechias amolek. Amolek throws fakers. What is my purpose of being here? Now, since I'm speaking to the lady audience, obviously, let's speak about the Emohois. We had special two mothers, Yaakov Avinu's wives, Rachel and Leah, Simcha Kim, so the Rivka, Rachel Leah. We put Rachel before Leah. Why did we put Rachel before Leah? We all know the story. Rachel was beautiful. Yaakov loves Rachel. Ain't Leah. Rako is the eyes of blaze, cried out eyes. But the bottom line, Leah gave us everything. Leah delivered us Kahuna, Levi. Leah delivered us Malchus, Yehuda, Mashiach ben David, delivered us Torah, Yisachar, delivered us Zvulun, the business, the financial support. Leah gave us the structure of Judaism. Torah Moshe to be practiced without Leah can't practice it. So why did we put Rachel before Leah? Why does Yaakov love Rachel? Why does Yaakov want to marry Rachel? What is the expression, what is the message of Rachel, what is the message of Leah? Now, why does Yaakov want to marry Rachel? Yaakov wants to put up a Jewish nation. And what is a Jewish nation? That every one of us is a representative of Hashem. There is two parts in our Torah. Torah Moshe, which teaches you how to be a Jew, and that Leah covered for us. Leah gave us the mechanics of Judaism. We're all practicing Yiddishkeit, which is Leah, Torah Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu comes from Leah, comes from Levi, everything of the practical part of Jews. And there we maybe never be complete. We should never be satisfied. We should always cry and daven to be better and better and better. In practicing Judaism, we have to practice, but no matter how much you accomplish, in Ramadan's Torah Harbor, you learn, don't think you finished it. Odom la'omol yilav, we have been created to toil and to work hard until we die and grow and grow and grow. That represents Leah. The technical, the mechanical part of Yiddishkeit, the practicing part, Torah Smoyshe comes from old Leah. And they should never be satisfied. Your husband should learn better, your children should learn better, you should steigen in sneers, you should steigen in chesed, you should always never sit back and say, accomplish my mission. As long as we should steigen. That's Leah. But what is Rachel? Rachel is the Zecheret Kodma L'Torah. Rachel is the essence of the Jew. Who am I? Under any condition. And Rachel is always happy. Rachel is beautiful. You say Toya Femar. Rachel produces a Yosef Atzadik. Yosef, an innocent 17-year-old child, sold by his own brothers, down to Mitzrayim, to the worst place. And here he was a slave by Potiphar. Here is a prisoner in the prison. Here is a Mishneh Lemelech and doesn't make any dent. He's always happy. Hashem is always with him. He's always Matzliach. And he is beautiful. And any Ein Hor is not affecting him. That's Rachel, the essence of a Jew. It's not a contradiction what we are talking about. That at the same time, when we're striving one bit better, we should be never satisfied, and we maybe even knock ourselves, we knock our children, we want to be better, and we cry about us, but at the same time, the prerequisite, the first has to be a Rochel, be happy that you're a Jew. Accept yourself. Accept this. If Yosef HaTzadik accepted himself, he didn't allow himself to be crushed, even by his own brothers, and even in the worst circumstances, a child, a 17-year-old child, being depressed, if he would be depressed, being bitter about his own brothers, being totally captive in such a society for 20 years, and Hashem is going through the testing him, all kind of tests, a prisoner, a slave, and he all of a sudden becomes big. And Moshe Yosef remains with his own secret, his own happiness. That's the trait of Rachel which every one of us should have. The four layer. The Rachel is called, who am I? We start our day, morning, every day without tefillah. Shlo yisani goy, shesani kirtzoino, shebochavoni mikol ha'amim. And that should have unlimited joy and happiness under any condition where I am. And if it has, now I could go further. Now I could steig. Now I come slay into the picture. Everyone is level and keep steiging and steiging. But if you're not satisfied with performance, at least be happy with your existence. Thank Hashem that you came into this world. Now, what does it mean in the most practical terms? I don't want to sound like I'm selling you madregas. I'm saying very, very basic things, but we're so far from it, we never thought of it, to accept those basic things. And that's the reason they say that Mashiach is not here. Because we don't begin to do tshuva of the lack of simcha v'tov levav. Because one of the reasons, as the Maral explains, because he had everything. When we put the emphasis on everything, and you have everything, so you're not happy because of you, happy because of what you have. And how do we do Shemichos when we have nothing? We have nothing left to be proud anymore. We don't practice, we don't have a Mikdash. Where are we? Who are we? Mechoisek, we have nothing. But one thing I am, I'm still your child. And all of a sudden start to be happy just because I'm a Jew. I'm not like of the rest of the world. Then you begin. Now we make a statement, Erev Boiker, which is Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shemaim, this is Rochel. In Kabbalah's Oil Mitzvahs is Leo. Leo is Mitzvah's Torah, learning, practicing. But Shema, as long to Hashem, I want to love Hashem, and the organ Hashem loves me, I'm the beautiful Jew, no matter who I am, that is Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shemaim. And then he said, I have to Hashem, I love Hashem, b'chol avotso, even every Yetzer Hara. Then you could take on mitzvahs. In practical terms, how does it express that you love Hashem on all conditions? I would just say it's a simple anecdote. A person comes over to me. He's bitterly complaining. Complaining about his wife, complaining about his children, the chinuch and everything, and so on and so on and so on. He's bitterly complaining because he's very, very unhappy. So tell me, if you would be single, would you remarry this woman? Would you accept this peckle that you have now? So of course not, I'm crazy. So what do you want me to do? You want me, I should help you fight Hashem? Hashem gave you this family, Hashem gave you these children, Hashem gave you this condition. He said this morning, we have to love Hashem b'chol nafsho, b'chol medech, in all conditions. What, do you just talk? This is meaningful. You want something else? This is your share. Zeh chelki l'kol amonis, sameach b'chelkoch. Nothing will help you, only this will help you. But how can I be happy under these circumstances? I'm suffering, it's pain. It's almost unbearable. And you want me to be happy? But that's what Hashem wants, so I have to love Hashem. Loving Hashem is having me say, Hashem, you know what you're doing, I'm accepting. Look at Chila. If I have to do it tomorrow again, I'm accepting. You know what you're doing. I'm subjecting myself to you, I'm accepting you unconditionally. But how can you do it if it hurts? So I tell you it's simple, very simple portion. That means the person didn't feel good, gets weaker and weaker, has pain here, pain there. And he goes to the doctor, and the doctor tells him, unfortunately you could say goodbye, in 2-3 weeks you're gone. Your cancer had spread the entire body. There's nothing could be done. You're gone. I could give you morphine, you're going to be high, you're going to be very happy as long as you live, but we can't help you. And he gives him morphine, and he's very happy, he's very high, but he's very sad. He has everything what he wants, he's very happy, he lives in illusions, nothing misses him, he's drugged up, but he's very sad, he knows he's gone in 2-3 weeks. Goes to all the doctors says, I can't help you. And then there is a famous doctor, that if he accepts a patient, you're guaranteed they're going to be cured. He doesn't accept unless he's guaranteed he could cure the person. He makes an appointment with his doctor. What has he done? Please Hashem, the doctor should accept me. Because if the doctor accepts me, I know I'm going to be saved. I'm going to live. And Baruch Hashem, the doctor accepted him. Examines him, accepting him is a sign. And the doctor says, the first thing, I take away the morphine. And you're going to get chemotherapy, and you're going to get this, you're going to get surgery, and you're going to get painful, it's going to be unbearable, you're going to scream and yell from pain. Is he happy now? The morphine was taken away. He's getting into a very painful therapy situation, but he's happy. Hashem is our doctor. Tzadik v'ralo, he gets therapy. You're tzadik, Hashem is dealing with you. You're here for a purpose. How can you be not happy? Hashem has not abandoned you. Rosha v'taymlai. Rosha, get morphium. It's no purpose, nothing who to save. Take morphium and have a... That's exactly how life is. And this is the absolute truth. And we all know it, it's true. But we don't want to accept, because the pain is there. But pain is not a contradiction to simcha. The pain is, most of the time, could be complementary to simcha. As you all know, it's nothing as painful as giving birth to a child. It's not so joyous than to get a child. To give birth, it comes with pain. Hazayrim bedimo berino yitzayru. Those who plant with tears, with songs, they harvest. Says Lotzato, Lofi habdimo yiarin, according to tears will be the harvest. According to tears will be the harvest. And therefore when we go to birth, the beginning of pregnancy is not comfortable, but it's bearable. But the closer we come to birth, it becomes more and more unbearable, because we're more and more happy, because you know that the pain comes to an end, the sooner you're going to get your baby. We're going through the final heavenly labor of Mashiach. Mashiach is a birth, see the labor, we go to the last birth pangs. Now, the pain comes in all different ways. We have global pains, we have terrorism, Arabs, all around the world. We have financial pain, we have personal pain, chinuch pain. But all of the pains is supervised by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Who levada also voice as a master? Nobody could do anything to me. Only Kodesh Baruch Hu does it to us. He is the one who is doing. And this is what we have to confirm every boiker, every morning and every night, that when we have, we should try to fix it, we should try to improve it. That's Leo's part, we cry, we say daven, and we try, we make ishtablos, but never at the expense to forget about Rochel. Rochel is the first condition, be happy. Hashem is dealing with you, you're a child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your faith, your smile is always on your face. You never complain about it because you know it's good for you. You have to try to improve it. If it's improved, fine. If not, it's also fine. You're accepting it. And here we have a very interesting phenomenon today, which is speaking seminaries. Very interesting phenomenon, which is almost a paradox. We see today, Kenayin Hod, the Bnei Yisrael, our daughters, most of us, Baruch Hashem, in practice, in davening, in chesed, it makes this a tremendous advancement. Well, Baruch Hashem, I say, if a grandmother's Baruch Hashem going to get up of Tchias HaMeisim, and if we'll get up, they're going to be very embarrassed of us. Most of grandmothers didn't know how to daven. The Chofetz Chaim's mother didn't know how to open up a siddur. He didn't know how to daven. But she was davening all day, she was speaking in her own language, she never left the Kodesh Baruch Hu alone. Of course, the level of Rambam, which Shmuel Yochim le Rambam is, today's seminary girls are learning. We are wonderful. In mitzvahs, we are very knowledgeable, and we kiss them. Nobody passes the door without kissing them as this, and we're fruming out. The chinuch in this area of Leo is gewaldig. But at the same time, when we're fruming out in practice, in mitzvahs, in davening, then we see bust up girls shuckling away mincha. Yeah, that you have. But then it comes to tznius, it's a problem. Tznius is a struggle. It's a whole struggle of tznius. Rochel is tznius. Kalkuda bas melech pnuma. What is really tznius? Tznius is a lack of self-respect. When a person hasn't got the proper tznius, they get a tendency. She has to dress up for the street. She has to be acknowledged because she has no self-acknowledgement. She doesn't know who she is. She's unhappy. She's inferior. She knocks herself. So, that's what the world does. So the outside, external expression and attention will give you attention, will give you some, but you will give you substance. When a person doesn't have self-appreciation, expresses himself in lack of tzinius. And this is a third day for Rochel Mevaka Banei. Rochel cries on us. Rochel misses us. You're wonderful Leo. You cry, you say Tilim. A thousand times teams in all kind of groups and Lashon Hara, Kenneth, and everything is beautiful. Rochel is jealous of Leo. At Leo is advancing. Abobi said, never knew something but we know today. But Abobi said, Rochel's, the smile was there, the serenity was there. They were proud of themselves. They didn't have to show to anyone anything. They were the real pnimo, they were fortunate to sit at home. You don't have to be on the streets and not in restaurants and not in parties, and they were fortunate because they were wonderful, wonderful rochets. Rochets in the Kabbalah, but after Shem Elokech, when this is there, then the mitzvahs are very effective. Kud Hashem Shemisam Chelev, it gives you simcha. A Leo after Rochel is beautiful, but a Leo before Rochel squashes Rochel, because you can never be Yotzer as a Leo. No matter what you do, you're never good enough. So you're never going to be happy anyhow. And if you're good enough, you see, then you see your neighbor, you see your sister, children, this and this and this, you're always jealous, you always see somebody better. Therefore, the first condition, we should have Rochel before Leo. Shlomo Melech says in Kehelis, in Perek Ches, Posik Tesvof, it's worthwhile to look it up, a very bigger point. Now I would like to elaborate on this. Shlomo Melech says in Kehelis these words, V'shibachti anis ha-simcho, I praise the simcha, the trade of simcha, asher ein tev le'odam tach, there's nothing better for a person than the trade of simcha. Simcha is the fuel which energizes you, which carries you, which allows you to express and give everything. Simcha is the most valuable tool, or I would say energy, that energizes you. Shabbat tenis a simcha, there's nothing better than simcha, which ain't terrible, nothing is could be better than Hashem son, than the son. Kim lechol ve'lishtos ve'lismoyach, than to eat and to drink and to be joyous. eating and drinking Keheles, as the Rashi brings, always speaks about Torah and mitzvahs, means feeding yourself with Hashem's Torah and mitzvahs. The who, and that simcha that you developed, which you mastered, and that could be mastered if you just validate what you acknowledge in your mind. I think everyone sitting here would never define or say you're wrong. We all know it's true, but we don't validate them. Erev Ubaiker. We have it in mind, it's information, but you don't take it seriously. It's me, Hashem, my doctor, it's me, Hashem loves, this is my chelik. The who, this simcha that we could create by thinking about Yilvenu Be'amoloi will escort me in all my struggle in life. We always struggle in life, and simcha will escort you. We go through tremendous amazes in life. 2 months ago, we all remember the bus number 2, the terrible tragedy which happened to our society. And I also had a first cousin who perished there with his child. Goldie told me, felt, it's your first cousin of mine. And I happened to be here. And imagine parents getting the call that she's lost, and they got on the plane. At that time, they got on the plane to get her. They didn't know yet that she's gone. She was not yet located yet. And when she arrived, and they arrived, my uncle and my aunt, when they arrived here, and he was told he had to go to the funeral for both of them, for your daughter and for your grandchild. So what was the first reaction of my aunt? I said, Akers, what was that? As they told us, we didn't mourn the nafs of the Bissos, Chodeshov, we're not misabel the Bissos, Migdash HaNafs, Hashem gave us our own Amelus. Accepting, acceptancy, Amelus. But then, every step which I watched her being with her, seeing a mother, a Holocaust survivor, her youngest daughter, passed away in this tragic situation, how she accepts it, and then she asks, what's with the baby? So the baby's gone. So no, at least the baby wouldn't miss a mother, she would have a mother. Only good time. She went into the Kriya in Shamgarhi when she had to write Kriya, and they were laying over there in the threats in the Tachrichim. Her mother watching. And what did she say? How fortunate are you, you didn't have to struggle 5 years chemotherapy and then to die. Hashem took you so quick. Finding a positive point in every struggle, in every pain. And then she said to the Shiva, but who did she have? She had to die at this age. She's young, she had to die, that's what she wanted. She had a schus to die in Kiddush Hashem. She had a schus to die in Yerushalayim. Right afterwards, she was in the Koisel davening, meeting the Shechina. And then the Shechina takes her, if she was buried so beautiful in Yerushalayim, such a beautiful Levaya, such a biggest oil. Who? That simcha with your person, because Kabul, you soon must be ultimately Kabul Bahab. You have to accept everything with love. Because everything comes only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If Chas Hashem, something could happen without Hashem, I would be devastated. But I'm always with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first time Imam, and Imam Amun Hashleim HaShabayir is Baruch Shema, who boyir umanig l'chol abrim, who levad by also voice all mass. Not Arafat and not the terrorism's all Hashem. He's my doctor, he does it because he loves me. And that we all know. And this is what has to be worked at. And if you don't work on it, Hashem gives us homework. He says, I love you too much to abandon you. I'm not going to leave you just like that. I'm going to bother you and bother you and bother you until you're going to have to shape up. I bring it to a point that either you crack up, either you shape up. Who wants to crack up? So obviously, when you see such a thing. That's what Shlomo Melech says, V'hu yavenu b'chol amoloi. That simcha which you generate and gain every morning and every night when you say Shema, and you say, Yuvah, Hashem loves me, and I love him, and accept him on all conditions, and why does it? That's my chemotherapy. I'm not abandoned. I don't live on morphium. And I don't want morphium. As long as Hashem is giving me the pain. And now when you develop this information and you live it, this escorts you no matter what is happening. You're not afraid of anything of the future. You're not afraid of. And this is our ultimate purpose of being here, to make this betoken, to make this connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you don't do it, Hashem brings us down on our knees and make sure that you should make the homework anyway, if not, you're not going to be able to deal with it. Now, we know that the Seder Sadibris, the Ten Commandments have a special connotation which expresses something which the Torah does not express. All that's a part of Torah. It's a duplicate ten mitzvahs which is said in the Torah numerous times. Repeat the time, but that therefore still the luchos, the commandments, the luchos abris have a special message which the Torah does not emphasize. And we think that every Shabbos now davening, the shnei luchos avonim hoidin v'yoda, Moshe Rabbeinu brought us on the two tablets, the stone tablet, the course of the hem shmira Shabbos is listed there, the mitzvah of shmira Shabbos, the chayin course of the Torah, also same, it's also listed in the Torah. So what is the difference between the Seder of Dibros and the Torah? What does the Torah say? It gives additional, an added connotation, an added information which the Torah does not tell you. The answer is, the Torah is Torah's Moshe. It's all global. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I'm the God of all of you. God, we should say, see Eschem, all of you. You're not individual. V'shomru v'nesu. Everything is plural. All of you listen to keep Shabbos. The Seder Sadivus gave us a new insight. Anochi Hashem Elokecho. I'm the God, your God. I took you out of Mitzrayim. You are my single child. The whole world is made for you. Everything's done for you, made for you. You're my purpose. What could give simcha to a person under any condition? When Hashem takes the Seder Sadivus and only speaks to me direct, I'm the God that you got. Don't have any other God. Don't exchange with, don't cheat on me. I have you and only you, my only wife. You are only my child. And therefore the tenth commandment is Lo Sachmat. Don't you be jealous. Don't covet nobody. Where does Lo Sachmat come in the Seder Sadibros? It's a bad midah, a foolish midah. Jealousy people. And some people say, I can't help it, I'm anyway jealous. I was born jealous, what should I do? Where does it come into the Seder Sadibros? If you have to put in a certain midah, if you would have to choose which midah to put in the Seder Sadibros, you'd all pick Lashon Hara. That's very popular. Lashon Hara should be in the Seder Sadibros. Where is Lo Sachmat coming in? And it became the tenth, and we know they have a klal, a kolosiri, a kodesh. The tenth is usually inclusive of all the previous nine. It's the last test. The answer is, it's a test. Had you got the message? Had you got a message of Seder Sadibros? You don't have to wait to say the Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim. Ni Hashem Elokei Yoseh Mitzrayim. We all know this. Every mitzvah in the Seder was already stated in the Torah. So what is the Torah giving additional information? Anoch Hashem Elokecho. You are my child. Everything was made for you. And what is the test? Lesa, if you're not coveting, if you're not jealous at anyone. If you still be jealous at somebody else's situation, then you didn't accept it, that everything was made for you. Everyone else was made for you. You are my purpose. And therefore the Torah gives us the first three commandments. Anoch Hashem Elokecho. Lo yiloch elim acher. Don't have any other gods. Ulasis Hashem Elokecho l'shav. Don't use Hashem's name falsely. Don't swear falsely. What is the three messages? Yiddishkeit is built on three principles. And the question is, which is the first? It's me, Hashem, my spouse, your fellow Jew. That's all in the pasuk v'avta racha kumocha. Love your fellow, love your reacha, kumocha as you love yourself. Which comes first? Kumocha, you come first. If you don't have self-love, if you don't have self-appreciation, if you don't know who you are, you will never appreciate your spouse. You never appreciate the other person. Because you're always depending and you can never be satisfied. Chayecho kodem, your life comes first. The kumocha is the first principle. After the kumocha, how can you be always happy? How can you accept yourself? Because the haftel reacho, love reacho, who is reacho? Zakudosh Baruch Hu, says Rashi. Of your friend and your friend of your ancestors, don't abandon. Who is the friend of you and the ancestors? Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is called Reacho. You can't love Hashem unless you accept yourself first. If you can't accept yourself, you're not happy to yourself, you just grudge, you have complaints against Kodesh Baruch Hu. You have complaints. And the first thing is Kumoicho, then comes Reacho Kodesh Baruch Hu, and then comes Reacho, your spouse. Yach also means his father. And these three things is covered by the first three Dibros. It's been told, explained, Rashi brings it, the Maral explains, that the five commandments on the right side has been Odom L'mokom, it's been HaKadosh Baruch Hu in us. The five commandments on the left side is been Odom L'chaveiroi. And they are actually lined up as twins, which one is teaching the other. The first commandment is Anoich Hashem Elokecho, the opposite is Lo Yisirtzach, don't murder. The second commandment is Yelo Hinem Achein, don't be immodest, immoral. Third, Lo Yisishen Kecho Shof, Lo Yisignaf, don't steal. Says the Maral, it all teaches one in line to Amit Siyah, says Rashi Shir Hashirim. If somebody does not validate the message of Anoich Hashem Elokecho, I'm the God, your God, Asher Tzisicha, took you out of Israel, I created the world for you, he committed the act of murder, he committed suicide, Vesirtzach, he doesn't exist. How can you be happy? In order for me to exist, you have to know, believe what Hashem tells me. Anoich Hashem Elokecho, I took you out of Mitzrayim. That's the first condition. And if you miss it, you can't go further. Then comes the second part. Lo yirochin imachem, don't have any other gods. And if you have, and what is the other gods? Nobody is stupid to exchange Hashem for other gods. We all know this. Einod milvadoi. When a person has other relationships, has other love interests, love sports, luxury, this and this and that, we have to understand we have been created for one purpose, to have a relationship with Hashem 24 hours a day. We have a love relationship with Hashem. That's the person we have been created. Hashem loves us, he wants me to love him. We want that we should live together. We should love each other. How do you express it? That I will now, nothing will compete with you. And how does this express? If a person says, don't have any other relationship, something which you can't join with me together. Like somebody asked me a question once, what's wrong to read a kosher novel? A kosher novel. Nothing wrong with it. Is there anything wrong to read a kosher novel? Says, no, halachically is nothing wrong, but depend. Do you think the Hashem which is with you, the Shekhinah which is you, will enjoy the novel together with you? Go ahead, read them. But you know, the Shekhinah is not interested. You say, Shem, you read some obscure book and I'm going to read this Goyish novel. You're going to meet later. And Ima Chermiv, this is going to be enough. It's indecent, it's cheating. That we could have any other enjoyable relationship with Hashem is not enjoying. So what's wrong? It's not against halacha. Maybe it's not against Leo. Leo is halacha. But it's against Rochel. It's a love relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's news. Hashem is insulted. I can't make you happy, I can't keep you happy, you have to go to places where it's repulsive to me. Many times you could say, is anything wrong in halacha to do this? Anything? It's not always halacha. Le is tak rochel. Le is tak halacha. Rochel is not halacha. Rochel is love. Be beautiful. Be in the company of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the time. What does it mean? That anything which Hashem is not happy with, I'm not going to cheat on him. And we stray, we watch other things which we're really not supposed to watch. Hashem is insulted. Imagine a Chos and Kalo in Sheva Brochas, they walk together. And all of a sudden the Kalo sees that the Chos looks at other woman. She will pass away. Or the Chos, the Kalo watches other men. We walk with Hashem all the time. It's halachim of betmimus. You have a relationship with Hashem. But we look places where Hashem, please don't look where I'm looking. Don't look. We're looking whatever we watch. Is it the internet? Is it movies? Is it whatever that is? It's kosher. It's mevukar. Everything has a scum. It's mevukar. The question is, does Hashem enjoy it? I'm keeping my loyalty with him. Can I afford in this day to be disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's rochel. Rochel is not halacha. Rochel is the essence of a Jew. I'm a Jew. I belong to you. No. Hashem accepts me wherever I am. Even I lack in halacha, even I lack in practice, I'm limited. But I belong to you. Every boy can make a commitment to reconfirming our commitment with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I learned a new thing from this insight, which I'm using it in practice. And it worked unbelievable. You know, in marriage counseling, people come to you, they have a difficult marriage. Who doesn't? Difficult, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes that so. But they can't bear it, they can't. Comes complaining, he complains, and her, she complains, hey, can you help us? So I learned a new thing. Says, I could help you if you want to be helped. So of course I want to be, we are here. Says, no. But are you accepting each other, the katfila? I say, Hashem, thank you that you gave me this difficult wife. Thank you, you gave me this difficult husband. Why you? What are you talking about? So if you would be now single and you have to get married, and now you know each other, would you marry each other? Of course not. How about Hashem says, I want you to marry each other? Would you marry each other? To think. Says, if you can't remarry, if Hashem tells you, you belong to each other, that's it, you have to work it out. If you not get ready, may I tell you, but there's somebody else to cope, I can't help you. You're going to struggle all your life. First accept each other. First accept yourself. Our problem is not that we don't accept somebody else. We don't even accept ourselves. We grudge, we grumble, we have complaints. Why this? Why give me such a parents? Why did you give me such abusive upbringing? Why do you make me fail? So why this? Why this? Hashem says, accept yourself. I took you out of Mitzrayim. Then comes the second part. We don't realize that we don't begin to be Mekayim, which we say that's the Kabbalah's Oil Machoshman, that we accept you, Hashem, the yoke of heaven. It's a yoke. Odom la'omar yilad. Life is a heavy yoke. Don't Baruch Hashem, it doesn't last forever. Nobody struggles more than 80, 90 years. But after that, you accomplish a lot. It's a pregnancy. Imagine a lifetime pregnancy would be difficult, but then after 9 months, you get a baby. Believe me, 9 months is a much longer term to deliver a baby. The 90-year pregnancy and suffering, delivering eternity. That's the fact. And that's what you have to think about. This is Hashem Elokechem Emes, Noson Teiras Emes, to accept really that Hashem loves you. Lekatchila. Now, when a person goes around in his heart, in her heart, grudging, I'm stuck in a marriage, I'm stuck in a circumstance, I'm stuck in a situation, all I want some, how to push it until after 120 through. It's terribly wrong. When a person feels being stuck in a circumstance means that you're rejecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without saying it with words. Every time it's, yes, we should cry, yes, we should daven, yes, we should be a leo, but before the leo comes the rochel, accept. Hashem, I accept you, I appreciate you, gave me, I know it's good for me, it's my therapy, that's Odom la'omal yilot, and I'm a kabul myself with simcha, v'tov levav, I know it's good. Help me, I should be able to pull it through. Help me, I should have an easy pregnancy. Help me to work it out. Yes, we should have cried out eyes, we should try. Leo is wonderful, and Leo delivers, but only after Rochel. Only after Rochel. Leah would have never come into the house of Yaakov if Rochel wouldn't give her over to Simonim. How did Rochel do such a thing? Can you imagine Rochel Imenu delivers Leah into the hand of Yaakov and depriving herself of this marriage? She didn't know what's going to happen after that. Giving her over to Simonim. Why? Because she was happy. This is what Hashem wants me now to do. It's a painful event. Rochel also knew to cry. Rochel told to her husband, "How many bodies I made so noichi," but that didn't take away her beauty. It's not a contradiction. To have a child is a mitzvah. I should cry about it, but never. I'm also a child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First, accept yourself. So, for the practical advice is: every time when we have pain, every time we have difficulties, we have to daven, we have to work it out. That's leo, use kahuna, malchus, Torah. Everything has to be used. But before we open up our mouth davening and trying to improve, we have to validate the Rochel part. First of all, Hashem, I have no complaints. I'm accepting you. I know you love me. I came in for this purpose into this world to work through this struggle. This is going to be in Chiyas HaLeis. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be nice. It's a workout. And I have no grudges about it. I'm not complaining about it. But you told me, I have difficulties, I have pain. I'm davening. I'm a leo. Validate your Rochel part. Accept yourself. Be happy with yourself. Now be a leo. Now daven. Now cry. Do and try and better improve. Everything which you're going to do as a leo will be delivering simcha. Could Hashem show me simcha? This is an absolute important part. I'm going to conclude. The Rambam says, the theme of this night lecture was how to obtain happiness. How to be the simcha of the all conditions, which is not chassidus, it's not madregas, it's the basic Shema Yisrael. People went into the crematoriums with that. I always tell the story, there was a convert, a Get Tzedek, in Czechoslovakia, who became a convert after the First World War. a big tzaddik he became. There's a wonderful family, Pnei Torah. And this convert, after when the Germans occupied Czechoslovakia, started deporting, so the family of this convert came and says, we're going to save you. We're going to testify, a member of our family, you and your children are going to say, there's nothing doing, you're not going to save me, I'm a Jew, I'm going to go with all the Jews. He didn't allow them to start being saved by his Gentile family. I'm a Jew, I'm going to go with all the Jews. There were eyewitnesses. When he was standing in line to go into the gas chambers, he was singing and dancing. I'm thanking you, Hashem, that you gave me the privilege to die because I'm a Jew. This is Shema Yisrael, which we're supposed to think every morning and night. That's the law. You have to imagine I'm willing, it will be a privilege for me to die. And if that you need Shema, you have to listen, you have to understand. If you don't listen, if you don't meditate in the Kavanah, you can never gain it. And therefore the Rambam says, Eina havas Hashem nikne beliba shel odam. The Rambam says it in Perek Yud in Hilchos Tshuva, that no way can you gain love to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Eile the Diyas Hashem, only if you know Hashem. Know yourself, if you understand the subject. Therefore we say Shema Yisrael, you have to understand this. This is something which you have to acknowledge it in your mind. You just can't take it superficially. Superficially, the feelings overpowers you. So you have to use your brain over body. Hashem gave us brain. And therefore we have to think about it. And the Rambam says, Lefiyeh diyosa yavosa, according to your knowledge, according to your understanding, will be your love. Imat mat harba harba. But we have a problem today. We don't want to think. We want everything easy. Even our performance of lay of mitzvahs is everything superficial. We're all acting. As I always say to the Yiddishkeit, it's divided usually in basic two groups. There's the FFB, from birth. There's the BT, the Baal Tshuva. And after they joined ranks together, they become FFH, from habit. From habit, mitzvahs and Hashem Elimoda. And as long as we're going to do this, you're never going to be happy. So what can we do? We have to become FFTs, from thinking. We have to become thinkers. We have to meditate. We have to sense who we are. Stop acting. So what does Hashem do if we don't start thinking, we do act? So he wakes us up. Oh, so it's a tragedy. Oh, so Chas Hashem is a bomb, piguim. So what is the first reaction when in trouble? Shema Yisrael, understand you. We have to love Hashem. Hashem wakes us up, start thinking. If we make our homework, Hashem doesn't have to remind us. It's such a painful reminder. Stop acting. So with that I'm going to conclude. There was once a Jewish actor. He was a good Jewish actor. He lost his job, was hungry, he couldn't find a job. He looks all advertisements where he could finally finds advertisements. They're looking for an actor who could act as an ape. With the telephone number, acting like an ape, like a monkey. What is this? So he calls up, says, come down, give him an interview. So what are you really looking for? So they tell him, we have a very exclusive zoo, and we have a lot of customers, good clientele. We used to have for the last 20 years a very sweet monkey, and it made both of them a lot of money. People loved him. But he died, and we couldn't replace that monkey. We just high and low, we're losing business. So we got a good idea. We have his skin, we have his custom, we have a video of him. If you're a good actor, you dress up and you act him up, and people would know the difference, and we're back in business. So you get very embarrassed. What? Me as a man, I'm going to act like a monkey? Are you out of your mind? So what do you care? It's only business, it's only money. You are a man. If you got a better job, then you switch your job. So reluctantly accepted it. Hey, dressed up his monkey costume, watched the video, and he acted, and became a monkey better than the monkey. And he started acting, and people came, they were so happy, it's amazing, the monkey's back in life. And he was swinging, he was jumping from tree to tree, confidently, and they applauded him, and they threw him bananas and peanuts, and the more they appreciated him, he got carried away with his success, he forgot who he is, and once he made a jump, he made a mistake with a few inches, and he landed in the cage of the lion. He almost sees a wild lion looking at him. He's a Jewish actor, what is he doing? He's in trouble. He yells out, Shema Yisrael! And the lion answers, Hashem Elokeinu. And all of a sudden the bear, in the third cage, speaks up, be quiet, we're going to be all caught. That's the matter. There's no zoo, there's no monkey, there's no lion, it's all Shema Yisrael. Everyone is acting, he's acting like a businessman, he's acting like this, acting like that. All external acting. You get into trouble, you all scheme at Shema Yisrael. You have to save a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You shouldn't have to force us to scheme at Shema Yisrael. Let me make our homework that you start accepting. Because we went into Golos because there was no Simcha V'Tov Levav. We're not going to get out of Golos only with Simcha V'Tov Levav. Unconditional Simcha V'Tov Levav. There's no reason why to be joyous. Life is difficult. Chinuch is difficult. But when we start thinking, and the Tzoris brings us down on our knees, like this Babka said in America, chased Manhattan Bank, put him back on his feet. So what did he do? So I repossessed my car. Since then I'm walking on my feet. Hashem is repossessing, takes everything away from us. We have trouble in chinuch, troubles with children, trouble with this. And we don't realize Hashem is with you all the time. Hashem is escorting us. We if we consult the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we never love. There's no reason to be in despairing and to be in Yish. Afa Pishis Mameh, the world looks terrible. Imko Zeh Hakal, I'm waiting, I'm looking for us. And I'm going to conclude with this. There's a mitzvah, the Hakos L'Mashiach, to wait for Mashiach. One of the animamis is to believe in Tchias HaMeisim. That's a very important animami. Most people never think about it. Only Chas V'Shalom, they're in trouble. In the Shiva call, sick, you talk about Tchias HaMeisim. Lost a member in the family, Tchias HaMeisim. But the Rambam put it as a 13th principle, which is the conclusion. Because how could I accept my daily routine pain if you think about Tchias HaMeisim? It's all a workout. I'm an incubator now to be born perfect. Tchias HaMeisim is a very important thing. Now, I mentioned before, Anoich Hashem Elokecha, I'm the God, your God, that took you out. The world had been created for me. As the Mishnah says, why was Hashem creating only one man? Shechayev Olam Leimer. You're required to say, Bishvin, you live, and the world has been created for me. Anoich Hashem Elokecha. Everyone has to think at himself, I'm the purpose of creation. I'm the exclusive child of Hashem, the wife of Hashem, having a relation with Hashem. I Hashem is somebody else. Everyone has his own world, has his own relation. Nobody's competing, infringing on anyone. This is the most important that we have to remember, that we all belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now usually, four times in our lifetimes, we really know that we're the center of attraction. Everything is made for me. That is the fourth time. When we were born, everything's around the baby. The prince, the kiddush, everyone comes to me. He's the center of attraction. The next time is the bar mitzvah, he's the chosen. Next time is the chasana. Everyone else comes to the chosen kala, kids like this in a kala. We don't have to teach what we made for you. We know this. All the rabbonim, everyone comes to you. And the fourth time is the time funeral. Everyone comes to you. They eulogize you, they bury you. Everyone comes to you. It's a fact. But there's a fifth time. There's going to be Tchias HaMeisim. You're going to be resurrected. Now usually, when we go through the next phase, we should think about it. Every boy thinks about his bar mitzvah. How will I be at my bar mitzvah? Every single person, how will I be at my chasana? And a practical thinking person should also always think, how will I be by my funeral? What's going to be told of me? What I'm leaving behind me? It's a very important good thing to think about, because it's unavoidable. We're all going to pass that through that passage. It's practical to think, who will I be at my funeral? Did any one of us ever think, who will I be in Tchias HaMeisim? How will Tchias HaMeisim look? We all believe in Tchias HaMeisim, we're all working for Tchias HaMeisim. It's a lifetime workout for Tchias HaMeisim. There was a Yerushalmi Jew, Yerushalmi is very cold and very jokey. He was dying, an elderly man. He was in his deathbed. He was dying, and his wife was carrying her, was crying. So he tells the Shailu, was Wednesday, why are you crying? Don't you know all our life we worked for this day? The day came, don't worry, you come after me, we're going to meet. You come after me. It wasn't lost. All our life we worked for these days. You're going to come after me. And then he tells her, do me a favor, take my hat and put it on my feet. And she thought, Nebuchadnezzar is touched. What is the hat of my feet? He said, what is the hat of your feet? She says, in the sun, the last moments when you die, the Malach HaMoavos comes and fedrei your cup, tells you all kinds of stupidities. Let it go to my feet, you shouldn't fedrei my cup. You have the spirit with him, even those 10,000 moments, because we know we're living for this purpose. We all live for Tchias HaMeisim. Did any one of us, including myself, ever imagine, how will I be at the Tchias HaMeisim? Who will I be in Tchias HaMeisim? Can anyone imagine? every single person knows who I will be at my chasana. In a funeral, I also hope. I have a certain imagination who I will be at my funeral. You're working all your life for something. Who will I be at chasana? How will that look? I don't know how many are going to be there. 200, 300 million Jews from Avraham Yitzchak, Yaakov, Tidalei, Stuvi, all Israel, Chai, we're going to be there. And Hashem is going to entertain us. It's going to be like a big wedding hall, 4,000 branches, 4,000 steps, and I'm going to stand there twice on step number 3,990 and look with a bit, get a little shrine, a bit of Leviosen. Who will I be in the Tchias HaMesim? You have all the Gedoyle Ador, all the Shvotim, all the Tanoim, all the who will I be there? Did you ever imagine? And I came up with the idea, and I think it's absolutely true. Everything is my guest. Everything will is there for me. Bishvili Nivroila, Menech Hashem El Kecho. Hashem, you handled me very individually all my life. I went through a very individual, lonely life. The only one who comforted me was you, Hashem. Nobody understood, nobody knows what I go through in my heart. Nobody knows what we go through pain. Nobody knows how abandoned we are, how feeling we are. We always accepted you. You were always with me. I was in the Cheder Yichud with you every day and every night. Shema Yisrael, closed my eyes and accepted you. Chias HaMesim is all made for me. What does it mean? You ever saw Big Rebbe Shechasana? Rebbe Shechasana make a mitzvah dance. I once happened to see it on a video with the Baba Rebbe Zichron Brucha. Was dancing a mitzvah dance with a great grandchild. Big, huge Mr. Medrash, a big, huge hall, and there steps all aside, thousands of people clapping and dancing. And there, in the middle of the hall, alone, never a single color, I don't know how old she is, they covered up with a long, long gartel, and the Baba Rebbe dancing, the mitzvah dance, and everyone clutching, everyone's clutching. And then comes the next Rebbe. Every one of us going to have a very personal mitzvah dance with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bishvili Nivroilam. Because my lifetime I was dancing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone. He was the only one who comforted me. The only one who accepted him. Tchias HaMesim is a relationship with Hashem alone. Kol Tzadik V'Tzadik Nichbo M'chutas Chaveroi. And Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov are my guest, and the Shvotim are my guest, and the Marom are my guest. And he's all sekal, he's all serving his mitzvah dance. And this is absolutely true. And when we take it and we live it and we invest in it, you could be really happy. Pain, yes, but pain, as I said, is complementary to it. And I'm delivering something. Who is giving me the pain? Only Hashem is giving me the pain. And if you had it, if you accept this, you could be happy. Simchat HaLevav. They're going to stop acting. Everything's going to be genuine. Whatever we do, we just come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and just give us Simchat HaLevav. And I must tell you, the minute there is genuine Simchat HaLevav, even from one part of the marriage, that's contagious, and that's the only guaranteed segula to have good children. We have today a problem all around the world of children. For no reason, children are rebelling or going away, whatever it is, one reason, because they don't see Simcha V'Tov Levav. Yiddishkeit is a burden. And one thing with the world will never give them, Simcha V'Tov, they're never going to give them. But we deliver now Simcha V'Tov Levav, our children, they become depending on. This is the most important part that we have to wake up, and nobody could give it to only yourself. Thinking about the reality, thinking about the facts, thinking about the MS which we're talking about it, invalidating it, Erev HaBoker, that's going to give us that Simcha Tov Levav, the Simcha Setzei, with Simcha we're going to get out of the Golos, the Meheru Be'Omeinu.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.